Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Maggie Pop, wife, mother, and worker from Bismarck, North Dakota, shares what God is doing in her life.
Happy Saturday of the second week of Advent. I'll be honest, when I was first reading through today's readings, I was thinking, you know, nothing's really striking me. This is going to be hard to reflect on. But putting today's psalm in particular in the context of the liturgical season we're in, which is Advent, it made it a little bit easier to dive deeper into the scripture for today and to reflect on it further. So the responsory for today's psalm is, Lord, make us turn to you, let us see your face, and we shall be saved. So when I first see this line of, Lord, make us turn to you, I think of this invitation to return back to him. And a very tangible way that I know that this happens in people's lives is when they go to a conference or a retreat, or as a kid going to a church camp. And that's a very clear invitation to return to the Lord, right? Because you're taking a break from whatever it was that you were doing, whether it was work, school, all the other activities that go along with those, to make that time to be with him. And then you're at this camp, conference, retreat, and there's usually time for confession, adoration, talks, small groups, mass, the works, you know, and you have that opportunity to really return to the Lord, make these resolutions and say, this is the closeness that I desire with the Lord. And I desire to have that when I go back home, when I leave this retreat. But I think in a special way, the Advent season almost creates that space for us in our daily lives. So we're not during the 4 weeks of Advent, wouldn't that be nice? But we're not absent from our jobs. We're not absent from school. We're not absent from all the other commitments that we have. But there's this greater and deeper invitation to draw closer to the Lord and return to him. And I think of the line from typically the first reading on Ash Wednesday, which is, rend your hearts and not your garments. The Lord wanting us to return to him with our whole hearts. And Advent is a penitential season, just like Lent, and it presents to us this invitation to return to him, but in the midst of all the other things that we're doing. And I think that's what makes it obviously more difficult than going to a retreat. And that's why this responsory, I love that it says, Lord, make us turn to you. It doesn't say, help us turn to you, inspire us to turn to you. It says, make us. And sometimes I feel like that. It's like, Lord, I should go pray, but I don't want to. Make me want to. And we're asking him to make us turn to him. And this is really a time to return to him, refocus on him, to enter deeper into that relationship and really have that spirit of the longing of the people of Israel when they were waiting for their savior. Because that's really what we're entering into, is saying, okay, yes, we know we have a savior. We have him and we know him and he died for us, but he is going to come again. And so we're really entering into this season of not only being grateful for this savior, but saying, Lord, come into my life, come into my home, come into my relationships, but also come again. We look forward to the second coming. But the only way we can actually focus on this and invite him into our lives is if we actually turn to him. So we go back to this responsory, Lord, make us turn to you. And another line that I liked in this psalm for today was, then we will no more withdraw from you. Give us new life and we will call upon your name. And this little line, give us new life, really struck me. So there's everything about the Christmas story that screams new life, right? Like, first of all, it's a baby being born. So that's new life. But then even just the life that Christ brought into the darkness of the world, he brought this new aspect, this new perspective, this new hope, this new joy that things were going to be okay, because the Savior did indeed come. And so we can look at this and our need for the Lord and our need to turn back to him as this need for a sort of renewal or a redemption of the circumstances we're already in. You know, it's easy when we get to this time of year, especially as we near New Year's, to say like, okay, I have all these resolutions, I need to reset, I need to do all these different things. And it's not necessarily needing to reset or restart, but we need this renewal, this renewed vigor and joy for the things that the Lord is asking us to do. We need this redemption of the things that are hard so that in our minds, they have a newness about them. That is something that we desire to do for the sake of the kingdom. And so with this new life that we're also asking for in this psalm, we're asking for this renewal and redemption of the different aspects of our lives, which can only come if we turn to Him and ask Him for it. So let us this Advent season continue to turn to the Lord. And if we don't feel like doing it, ask Him to make us turn to Him. And continue to ask Him to bring us new life in whatever areas in particular that really need it. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for Your presence in our lives. Help us to turn to You, to run to You with our whole hearts. Bring us new life. Renew the parts in us that need renewal. Redeem the things in our life that need Your redemption and Your grace. Help us to fully enter into this Advent season with hearts that are ready to welcome You at Christmas. We ask all this in Your name. Amen.
Hi, everyone. My name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.